The second Ha'ori is, the Ramban, in the end of Parshas Re'eh, clears a fascinating question. He has a suffix. His suffix is, we know there's a mitzvah in the Torah. It's mentioned three times. Very, very serious. It's a mitzvah you have to do three times a year. Shalish pamim bashana, yeirah kol zechorcha, es pnei Hashem alekecha. Clears the Ramban. Was there a mitzvah of re'iyas panim? Was there a mitzvah to be oyle regel before the Beis HaMikdash was built? Or was there no mitzvah? What's the shaila? So we know that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, they built a Mishkan. They had a Mishkan for 39 years in the Midbar. And then they went into Eretz Yisrael. Initially, they camped in Gilgal, and the Mishkan was in Gilgal for 14 years. Then they moved the Mishkan to Shiloh, and it was in Shiloh for close to 400 years. Spent some time in Noiv, some time in Givayin, and then eventually, 440 years after Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. But for all the years that the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael, they had a Mishkan. For 39 years in the Midbar, the Yidden had a Mishkan. Clares the Ramban. Was there a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel in the Mishkan? Or was there no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel in the Mishkan? Says the Ramban, what's my suffix? Because the Pasuk says, Shalish Pamim Bashana. This is in Parshas Re'eh. Yeirah Kol Zechorcha Es Pnei Hashem Elokecha Bamokim Masha Yivcha. And because it says Bamokim Masha Yivcha, it sounds a little bit like not just any place is going to be a Mishkan, but in the chosen place, which is the Har HaBayis, which is the Beis HaMikdash. Oye, Shloimer says the Ramban, maybe Bamakam HaShayivcha means something else. But this is the Ramban's suffix. The Ramban had a suffix, whether there was a mitzvah to be Oyle Regel in the Mishkan, or whether there was no mitzvah to be Oyle Regel in the Mishkan. That flaw in Panim Yofis, in the end of Parashas Pinchas, says that L'chura, this suffix of the Ramban, would seem to be a Machloikis Rishonim, a Machloikis between Rashi and the Radak, in the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, the pasuk says, "Va'ala ha'ish hahu me'iroi me'yomim yomima lehishtachavoyz v'lizboyach l'Hashem tzvakoyz b'shiloi." V'sham shnei bnei Eli chafni u'pinchas kehanim l'Hashem. It says Elkanah used to go up from where he lived, and he would go lehishtachavoyz v'lizboyach l'Hashem tzvakoyz b'shiloi. He would go to the Mishkan that was in Shiloi. When did he go? He went miyomim yomima. Says Rashi, what does it mean miyomim yomina? Ha'ya'ola mizman moyed l'moyed. He would go from Yontif to Yontif. That's what it means, miyamim yamima. He went from Moyed to Moyed. The Radak says that what does it mean, miyamim yamima? It means that he used to go once a year. He used to go one time, Mishana Lashan. He used to go Mishana Lashan. Rashi says he went Mimoyed Lamoyed. The Radak says he went Mishana Lashan. Says that flow, what's the machlokes over here? Does it mean Mishana Lashan? Does it mean Mimoyed Lamoyed? Mistama, this is the Shaila. If there was a mitzvah to be Oyle Regel, then he would go Mimoyed Lamoyed. But if there's no mitzvah to be Oyle Regel, so he used to go. But he wasn't going to be Oyle Regel, so he would go Mishana Lashan. In other words, it seems, says the Haflo, that this Shaila of the Ramban is really a machlokes Rishonim. It's a machlokes between Rashi and the Radak in the beginning of Shmuel. The emesis is another Ramban. There's a Ramban that's also in Parashas Re'eh. It's earlier in Parashas Re'eh. So the Ramban that we just mentioned is Perek Tazayim Pasuk Yud Aleph. The one that's earlier is in Perek Yud Beis. It's Pasuk Ches. Over there, the Ramban discusses whether there was Aliyah L'Regel in the Midbar. And the Ramban says, it's Poshit, that V'afilu B'Regolim L'Neschayvu Lov Eishan. It's posh, it says the Ramban, that there was no chi of Aliyah L'Regel when they were in the Midbar. That's what the Ramban says. Now, you have two Rambans in Parashas Re'eh that are both discussing the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel in the Mishkan. In one place, he's mesopik, he's not sure, and what's his suffix? Because it says, b'mokam asher yivchar, so he's not sure if it's daf and arabais. And then you have another Ramban where he says, mefurish, that there wasn't. Of course, it's not a steer. If you look carefully, one Ramban is talking about the Mishkan ba'ifin klali, and the other Ramban is talking about the Mishkan when the Yidden were in the Midbar. Meaning, b'mishkan ba'ifin klali, which is not b'mokam asher yivchar, the other Ramban had a suffix. He wasn't sure, but as it relates to the Midbar, the other Ramban was sure. The other Ramban held for sure not. In other words, the Ramban's saying that even though there's a suffix by me, whether there was Aliyah L'Regel in the Mishkan, or be'ein zach is klar. What's klar is that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, for sure there was no mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel. I don't know if this is a diyek, but we mentioned in the raid on that Beis Amin Aleph that the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchus Beis Abchira, it's literally chapter 1, verse 1 of the Rambam's Avodah. So the Rambam introduces the mitzvah of what the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash was. Mitzvah saseh lasis bayis L'Hashem. There's a mitzvah that says to make a bias that's mucham L'Hashem, liyais makrivim by a karbonis. And what's the tachlis? The tachlis is to bring karbonis. The choygig in Eilav, additionally, to be choygig Eilav, sholish pamim bashana. Shenemar, Va'asuli mikdash. Because it says in the Torah, va'asuli mikdash. So says the Rambam that the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash was twofold. Number one, a place to bring karbanas. And number two, a place that chaygigin elav sholish pamim bashana. Shenemar va'asuli mikdash. And then the Rambam says, v'kfar nisparish b'toyra mishkan sh'asam moisha. That was Lafisha. And then when they entered Eretz Yisrael, it was in Gilgal, then it was in Shiloh, then it was in Oven, it was Givon. And then eventually Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash and he gives you the whole history of the Beis HaMikdash. But the Rambam says that the purpose of Mikdash is twofold. It's number one, that there should be a bias, Muchan Lias Makriven by our Karbanos. And number two, it should be a place that's Chayiginel of Shalish Balman. And what's the Makar? Because it says Va'asuli Mikdash. Now, Va'asuli Mikdash was said initially regarding the Mishkan of the Beis HaMikdash. V'shachanti b'soicham. So, of course, we know from there that this is a mitzvah l'dairis. It's not only the Gei that Mishkan, but for sure was the Gei that Mishkan. And just posh it from the steam of Slash and Rambam, that the Rambam says the definition of the Asuli Mikdash was bring karbanos and it's a makna, you should be chayig in el of shalosh pamim. Maybe it sounds a little bit like even the Mishkan in the Midbar had this mitzvah of aliyah l'regel. Maybe a little bit of a dik. But one thing is clear, the Ramban has a whole suffix, but the Ramban says in the Midbar zechernish. And the question is why? What's the difference? What's the difference between the Mishkan that was in the Midbar and the Mishkan of Gilgal and Shiloh and Noiv and Givon? If the Ramban has it said that there was a mitzvah aliyah l'regel in the Mishkan, not only in the Beis HaMikdash, so why would he be certain that when the Yidu in the Midbar, there was no mitzvah to be Eilu Regal? But I think the Pshat is Pashat. It's Emes Lamita. It's the Ramban L'Shitasa. It's the Ramban that we mentioned in the introduction to the Masechta. The Ramban in Parshas Mishpatim. The Ramban says that every time it says in the Torah, there's a mitzvah to be Eilu Regal, the Torah says, Sholish Pamim Bashana, Yeira Kol Zuchurcha, who are you supposed to see? El Penei or Es Penei Ha'odoin. You're supposed to come see the Odoin. Why are you supposed to see the audience? It says the Ramban that people think that the mitzvah of Aliyah the Regal is the Yontif. Oh, Zeich Letzias Mitzrayim, Zman Matan Teiraseinu, Zeich Nalanani Yaakov. That's not what it is. Rather, it's related to the agricultural seasons. It's related to the Parnassah and the Yid. Pesach is the Chodesh HaAviv. And then Shavuos is the Chag HaKotzer. And then Sukkot is the Chag HaAsav. And it's during these three milestones in the economic world of the Yid that a Yid has an obligation to go and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ke'evet shenotal pras me'rabboi. And he's coming to give a shkoich. And not just the shkoich. He's coming to tell his Rebbe, is there anything else I could do for you? I want to serve you even more. But the Yisoid of the Mitzvah L'Aliyah L'Regel says to Ramban was what? It's not the Yontif. The Yisoid of the Mitzvah L'Aliyah L'Regel is shkoich for Chodesh Aviv, shkoich for the Chag HaKotzer, shkoich for the Chag HaAsav. If that's the case, then yesh loymar, that when the Yidu in the Midbar, there was no makom for this. Because in the Midbar, there was no Chodesh HaAviv, there was no Chag HaKotzer, and there was no Chag HaAsav. These were things that were first going to be in a gay where the Yidu entered Eretz Yisrael. So Zokter Ramban, that even though I'm not sure, in the end of the parashah Chabas Sofik, whether b'makom Ashi Yifchar is meduyik, not meduyik, whether it was true or wasn't true, or be'in zach is zechaklar, that as relates to the Midbar Nish, and Moshe Lamar Davadayma, something that we spoke about a lot when we learned Masechta Sukkah. So we mentioned the big tumult with Rabbi Nachman Tzvi Taksin, Zeichet Tzadik Levrach, and Rabbi Yisrael Veltz, and Rabbi Waldenberg. And there was a whole tumult when the Yidu were in the Midbar, did they sit in a Sukkah? And when the Yidu were in the Midbar, did they take Dalid Minim? And really, one of the greatest Samara Mekoymas in that Shmuz, specifically with as relates to Dalid Minim, is that when the Yidin were, what was the purpose of the Dalid Minim? The Rambam says in Meir Nevuchim, the purpose of the Dalid Minim was the Yidin spent 40 years in the Midbar. And when they were in the Midbar, so there was nothing growing, and you didn't have the seasons, and everything was al derech nes, and they weren't living in a regular way. So when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, so now the Yidden had a mitzvah to take these dalad minim and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The punchline, if you remember, was Zeichel Yitzias HaMidbar. So usually everything is Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, but over here it was Zeichel Yitzias HaMidbar. So they had a mitzvah. So the Gedolei Achronim said that according to the Rambam, that the whole mitzvah of Dalad Minim is it's a Zeichel to all the Peiros and all the Tfuah. So if that's the case, it had no Mokim in the Midbar, because the Midbar was a Mokim where nothing grew. There's no seasons, and as a result, there's no Peiros, and if there's no Peiros, it doesn't pass the mitzvah. So al derech zeh, that the Achronim are saying in the Rambam Shita that there was no Dalad Minim in the Midbar, zok the Ramban that there was no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel in the Midbar either. So was there Aliyah L'Regel in the Mishkan? That's a suffix of the Ramban. Was the Aliyah L'Regel in the Midbar? That the Ramban says Pasha not. Why? The Ramban L'Shitosai, that the Iker Tam, of course there's other Tamim, but the Tam Nigla of the Mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is Ke'evet Anoitel Prasmei Rabbi. And that's related to Chodesh Aviv, Chaga Kotzer, Chaga Asav. These were things the Yidden would have once they entered Eretz Yisrael. These were not things that the Yidden had in the middle. What's the kasha on this whole shmooze? What's the kasha on this whole raid by? Say on the Ramban Sofik, and say on the Machlokes Rashi in the Radak, and say maybe on the Deek in the Rambam. At the end of the day, we have a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says there was Machlokes B'Sham B'Sol, what the Shir Chinuch was, as it relates to the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, Heishiv Rebbe Tachas B'Sol, L'Divrei B'Shamay. And what was the Raya? The Raya was from Elkanah, and from Shmuel, and from Eli, and from Chana. And what's happening there? They're going where? They're going to Shiloh. If you're going to tell me there's no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel in Shiloh, so that wasn't Aliyah L'Regel. If it wasn't there was no chiv, no chiv, the zikha, no chinuch. So how can you prove anything from it? This is a gross kasha. The kama kumas in the shtabru. To answer this kasha, how is it possible that there were gedoyle rishonim that were nelam ayin or shtei enof from a sugya here in Masechtas Chagiga Davava Amud Aleph? It's not possible. Obviously, you have to say that these rishonim held that it's not a stira. And we'll leave it with this ha'ara.